Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, another episode. We are excited. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining in to All About Entrepreneurs. Now, we are on the move. We are making some things happen. We've talked already this week about having that growth mindset, having that winning mindset where we think big, we launch big, and we do big things. And we do big things, we'll get big results. And then yesterday, I want to know, how well did you do? We talked about your words, how powerful they are. And as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, how can you transition yourself and your team and your staff or however, whatever your system looks like, the people that you work alongside, how can you master and manage the words that you're saying to get the results that you want to see in your business? So that's right. We're right here, All About Entrepreneurs. We thank God for another day, for another opportunity to be here. We, you know, some of us, we are entrepreneurs by birth, by nature and development. Because it was the environment, we had no other choice, and some people just woke up one day and decided to launch some product or service, what have you. However you got here, you're here. And now, this radio show, we're here to talk about it. So I'm looking forward to some bringing on some awesome guests onto the broadcast. Hopefully we will be able to start that real soon. I've been out there meeting some wonderful people. The show is on a bit too early for me to get out there and go door to door, but you never know. And we'll see. We'll see how it goes. You know, we can just drop in on people and say, hey, good morning. I'm Coach LaLisa, and you're on All About Entrepreneur. And have the camera rolling. That will be so much fun. I can't wait to do that. Because there are a lot of businesses who are out there and who are open. But I want to talk today, our topic today is marketing tools that rule. Marketing tools that rule. And I'm talking about ruling your marketplace, your market space. Ruling your industry, how to beat the customer, how to get out there and get your products or services noticed, because let's face it, I know we don't like the, you know, dirty word competition, but guess what? Especially for us believers, you know, as a Christian, a believer, having a business is like, oh my God, that's a dirty word, you know, competition. But we're going to take another sort of look at outdoor competition, and not in this broadcast, but in another one, because today I want to talk about marketing tools that rule. But in marketing, that's one of the key pieces about marketing. Because guess what? Here's the thing. If you didn't have a competitor, you wouldn't necessarily need to have all these great, you know, marketing strategies if you didn't have anyone to compete with, okay? If you were the only one out there who did what you do, then you would have the market. Yes, just, you know, if it was just you and just your product, just your service, the market would be all yours, and you'd have no need for a strategy, because certainly your marketing tools, that rule, is all about having the right strategy for the right situation. So we're excited, and definitely we want you to, you know, go to our website. And you can, I'm laughing because that's just funny to me if you didn't need marketing, but that would be because you're the only one if you didn't need competition. So because there are other people who do what you do, and more than likely that's why you do what you do, because you saw somebody else doing it and thought, oh, I could offer that product or service, but I would offer it this way or that way. That's how most products get developed. And most companies come into being. You know, look at JetBlue. That's a great example of that. JetBlue was not around, and many of their employees in the early days when they first started out was working for another major airline. And they decided, you know what, we could do this too, or we could do this better. And so they left the airline that they were with, and they went to start JetBlue. And look at JetBlue today. They're still around. That was back in like around 97-ish. Yep, around 97. And so they've been around all this time. They'll be celebrating 20 years soon. In 2007, they celebrated 10 years. So 2017, they'll be celebrating 20 years, and I know that is going to be some celebration, because, wow, you know, to keep an airline going for 20 years that just started up in 97, that's pretty phenomenal. But that's a big industry to get into, so talk about competition, and you just, you know, can do something different. I mean, look at your Dunkin' Donuts and your Starbucks and your different, you know, grocery stores, your different retailers. They definitely have that competition. And so you have competition as well. So marketing becomes critical because of the competition. Again, if you didn't have competition, you wouldn't necessarily have to have a tool that could rule the marketplace. But do you want a tool that can rule your marketing efforts, okay? You have to put in a lot of effort for marketing. And that's why a lot of companies, they hire marketing staff, right? If you can afford to hire yourself a marketing staff, that's pretty much probably what you have to do, because a lot about marketing, you know, is done behind the scenes, so you can't just look at an organization and put together your own strategic marketing plan. You can do a version of that. You can, sure, depending on if you have some marketing training. Of course, if you go to school and get a degree in marketing, well, yes, because that's where you'll learn all the tips, tools, strategies, and tricks of marketing. So you can absolutely go to school, but maybe you don't have $100,000 or $50,000 that you want to put into an MBA right now, or a bachelor's degree. So maybe you could take a class, or you could simply hire someone for the to do the work for you, and this is someone that not only would have the education, but they would have all the years of experience as well. Or you can, you know, do some things by trial and error. So for me, my marketing experience and expertise comes from, number one, yes, I have a degree in business, so that does help. Having that MBA, let me tell you, when I was going to school all those nights, doing all that homework, yes, it was a challenge. But, you know, I knew that one day I'd have my own business, so I kept at it because I knew it would be valuable and important to my business. So then the second thing is, in my last year of my MBA program, I started my own company. So that was 2002. So my company has been in existence since 2002. So now we're going into the 12th year. This is 2014, so 12 years. And then the third thing is, having worked with so many other entrepreneurs and business owners over the past 12 years. So my background, you know, basically is threefold. And then having worked, and then, well, actually that's the fourth part, and that's having worked for some companies, a major pharmaceutical company, worked for a major airline, worked for a major defense company, the United States Navy, right? That's my defense company. I worked for small companies. I worked for several network marketing companies. So there's a lot of experiences there with marketing as well. And I teach business courses, and I teach in my business course every semester for the past 13 years now, 11 years, teaching marketing section in my business program. So I have to teach marketing every semester, and believe it or not, we still talk about the four P's of marketing. After all this time, it didn't go away. It didn't go away yet, so I don't know if it'll ever go away. There are four basic P's to marketing. So it's one of the things that we teach. But the marketing tools that I want to talk to you today about, so a couple of them that you absolutely need, because they rule the market. They're going to pretty much rule what you do. So a couple of marketing tools I'll talk about that absolutely rule. And the first one, believe it or not, is what we call marketing research. Research the marketplace is still the number one tool, the number one secret is that you have to research the market, okay? So that's a definitely tool. And what happens is there are people out there that can help you do that. Most business owners, get this, most business owners find it very challenging to find the time to do the marketing, because you have to do the marketing. When you have a business just starting out, you have to do the marketing, you have to do the hiring, you have to do so many pieces that it can, you know, and plus you have to continue to produce your product or your service. You may be the salesperson. You may be the person who has to build the product or service or create it and produce it. So sometimes it can be a daunting task to have to. Now you're telling me I have to research the market. And so that's number one. You definitely have to do research. The second thing, a tool that you need for marketing, is you have to have a marketing plan. I know it doesn't sound like as much that it's needed, but it is needed. Trust and believe me. But there's no need to do a plan if you're not going to do research. You don't need a plan if you're not going to research. So you absolutely have to research, and you have to do lots of research, and you still have to do some research even if you hire someone else, because you want to know what they're doing. So you still have to do some research on your own, and just in case they miss some pieces. But you can certainly turn over most of the work to them. Another tool, certainly a marketing tool that you can use today that is ruling the world. I know when I say this, you're going to be like, oh, Lalisa, tell us something we don't know. Well, a lot of people don't know this. Believe me, you may know, but there are a lot of people who don't know. So if you know this, I want you to know how valuable that information is. Number one marketing tool right now that everyone is taking advantage of, and that's the Internet. Okay, don't laugh. I know you're saying, but I knew that. Well, okay, some people don't know that because there are a lot of people in business. Trust, listen to me. There are a lot of people in business that don't have a website, their website is not attracting the market or their customers, and they do not have a website, and there's other things about the Internet that people don't have. Do you know what? Do you know there are still people who don't even have an email? I'm serious. I'm very, very serious. Okay? So they don't, and here's another marketing tool that people absolutely are missing out. Now, most of the marketing that's done today, a lot of it is done on television. Absolutely, you can use, I'm not television, I meant to say Internet. I'm sitting here in my virtual studio looking at my television, and so that popped in my mind. But this is what I'm talking about, marketing tools that rule. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an opportunity to get a free copy. I'm going to do a report on all of these different marketing tools that rule. And I'm going to get you to, I'm going to give you an email. If you go to that email and you put in the subject, marketing tools that rule, and I'll shoot you the report. So I want you to go to releaseyourpower@hotmail.com. That's releaseyourpower@hotmail.com. Release, just like you're released from something, let go, release. No D, release your, while you are, power. .com, not, sorry, not .com, release your power at Hotmail, and ask for the report, marketing tools that rule. And you will get a copy of that, and it will give you the latest, top 10 marketing tools that rule, and a little description of why I believe these are the tools that are ruling the marketing right now. And you'll be surprised what's on that list. You're going to be shocked. But these are the tools that rule the marketplace. So what do we mean by market? Because for some people, first of all, if you're in business, you have a product or service that you want to get out to someone, right? Who is it that wants or needs your product or service? That's your market. If it's little old ladies, then that's your market. If it's teenagers, that's your market. So let's start there, okay? So start with who is your market, all right? And we'll talk about some tools in order to, make you more effective in reaching that market. But so if you were to go to a bank and you were to ask them for a bank loan for your business, and you had this wonderful idea, and sure, we're going to help you put together your business plan. That show is coming up, in February. Actually, it's a webinar. So go to, if you want to get on that webinar, and how to write a business plan. If you want to go to that webinar, you have to go to www.anymeeting, anymeeting.com/Lilisa, my first name, LILISAJ, as in Jack, Williams, as in Oliver Williams. I don't know who that is, but it sounded good. So, as in Williams, WILLIAMS, go to the website and you can register for that training, How to Write a Business Plan. It's coming up. I am doing it as a, that's one of the trainings that is a part of, that's a part of our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association that we have in Summit. You can also send on that same email. You can also ask me about that as well. I can give you information for that. Or if you want to take this shortcut, there's always a shortcut. You can, if you're on Facebook, hint, hint, marketing tool that is ruling. That's one of the marketing tools that's ruling. You can take a shortcut, go to Facebook, and go to Coach Lilisa. You put my name in, and my that page will pop up. There are other pages that may pop up because that's one marketing tool that I am all over. I have about 9 pages on Facebook, but don't tell anybody. But no, it's okay. I have 9 pages out there for different areas of the market that I'm trying to reach. So, and I'm doing pretty well so far. So far, so good. So, definitely, you can, that's another way you can inbox me that you are on this show today and you want to get your hands on marketing tools that rule. You want to get this report because in this report, I am going to tell you some of the top marketing tools that you can use to improve your customer effectiveness, tools that will absolutely get the customers that you want for your business. This is, and I'm not talking about, I'm talking about things that I actually have tried, things that I've been trying over the years, things that I've seen that works. Some of you, you've been to a couple of the events that we've given, and you see that we get the responses, we get people that come out. Some of you were at our Women Leaders Conference, and you see that we had standing room only. We ran out of vendor space. And so this, and this year is going to be even better. It's going to be even better this year. We got so many wonderful things happening, so many awesome people already contacting me about being a speaker. By the way, for those individuals who are still looking to be, you know, maybe if not this year, next year, I think we already have all of our speakers, but if you want to get on the roster even for next year, you you might still want to contact me for that. But marketing tools, so yeah, so you want to get your hands on this report, Marketing Tools That Rule. Okay, so I already told you about one tool that is ruling, and that is research. And that is research. And then I gave you another one. Definitely the internet. The internet. And now, because of the internet, because of that, the other marketing strategies and other tools are a spiral from the internet. And it is just, you know, it can be overwhelming. There's so many opportunities out there, and you want to know which ones will work for your business and for your products and services. See, because one of the things that you'll find is that, yes, there is a lot going on when it relates to marketing. And I, you know, I've been doing, you know, marketing for myself for, you know, ever since I had my business, because I said that after, you know, paying some college, you know, $100,000 to learn about business and marketing, I just didn't think it made good sense to then go and pay someone else to come and show me what the degree told me. So that's why I decided to do my own marketing. And I would, of course, use my textbook, and then I would go online. I would research articles, research, and find out more about what I needed to do. And then I would go and implement, and then come back and evaluate and see how things are working. So I've been doing this for a while now. And it just finally, you know, really hit me that marketing, that a lot of other entrepreneurs are also struggling with the same issue. I knew it was an issue for me, but I didn't stop to think that, well, this is also an issue for everyone who is going through business. So I decided to talk about the marketing and help marketing. I did a workshop back in 2008 in Newark. A friend of mine, some of you know her, Kawan Fitch, had an organization, My Sister's Keeper, and she was right downtown Newark on Broad Street, and I used to rent her space out from her in the evenings and do workshops. It was very nice because, like I said, it was right across from City Hall and, you know, in a prominent area, you know, lots of foot traffic. And I did workshops there for about a year. I did human resource workshops. And marketing was one of the workshops that I did there. And that was pretty much we always had, you know, webinars, but they weren't as big. And the tools to present webinars weren't that popular. And, you know, it's just like when graphic arts came out. Sure, there was, remember that old program, I think it was called Harvard Graphics or something. Whatever it was, it was like very difficult to manage and to use. So, but of course, now they have lots more easier tools out there. I mean, you can use, you know, now in your Word document, you can do some graphic design right there. So, but very limited. Well, that's just like any tool. Some tools do a better job at some things. Some things have more limitations, but some things fit the people. So in this report, I'll be talking about a little bit of all of that as well. So you definitely want to get your hands so you can find out what other marketing tools that are ruling, and that you can choose to which ones that will work best for your business. And then after you do that, but you still may not know what absolutely has the best fit for your business. And so for that piece, you would want to actually work with someone that is a consultant, a marketing consultant, a marketing coach, or you can work with somebody like myself who has the knowledge about this from experience, a theoretical piece of it. So you can also do that as well. You can go to my website and find out how to work with me, how I can work with you, how I can give you some marketing strategies and can consult with you for your business. And the best part about working with me is that you'll get a lot more for your money. Let me just put it plain and simple. You will get a lot more for your money if you work with me, because I absolutely love working with people, and I'm absolutely enjoying working with small businesses or working with people who want to start businesses. For me, that's like working with a student, because you're working with someone who has a goal, who has a dream, and then helping to bring that goal or that dream to fruition, and that's such a joy for me. We're out of time, believe it or not. So hopefully you got all of that I've said to you today. Marketing tools that rule. I talked a little bit about how important marketing is for your business. The market that you have to reach, that is your business. Your product or service is what you offer to the market. Okay, you got that? All right, so your product or service is not the market, but you want to offer them to the marketplace. And so you have to know you wanted some tools to help you do that. You cannot go out. It's not like an election where you can absolutely go out and knock on every door. But even that, we had to leave flyers. Many times people weren't there. a lot of times we still had to give them a flyer. They can know a little bit about us. And then we gave them an opportunity to actually hear from us. So, you know, everything needs marketing to some degree. Even elections, even prisons for that matter, believe it or not, right? Think about a prisoner, like, okay, we know what their service is. We know what their product is. How do they market that? That's a shame, right? Well, think about it, right? How do prisons market their business? Every business has to market, right? Whether you're nonprofit, whether you're for-profit, whether, you know, I told my sister, I said, even churches have to, yeah, sure. You know, well, churches got it easy, right? Because they got the man up there just telling people, okay, you know, you got to get right. So you got to get right, get into a church and fellowship, right? So they have it a little bit easier. But everyone else, it's going to take a great effort. But I'm excited because I'm here to help you with that effort, and I'm excited. It's another day. It's Thursday, so thank God it's Thursday, right? Thank God for another day. I know you're going to be successful because as you get these tools and learn how to use them and or work with someone that knows how to use them, you're going to find that you're going to have more people to present your product and service to. And then we'll get into another show. We'll talk about how to get those people to say yes to your products and services. So don't forget, inbox me or at Coach Lalisa on Facebook, at Coach Lalisa, and or send that email, releaseyourpower@hotmail.com, and tell me that you want the report for marketing tools that rule. Well, that's all we have time for. It's been great. It's been real. And you got to keep on getting up because there ain't no stopping you now. No stopping you now. Once you get this into your hands, you will be unstoppable in your business. So definitely go and don't forget to email me. Get your hands on Marketing Tools That Rule by Coach Lalisa. Also, for those of you who want to know how to live a fulfilling life, let's face it, people, a lot of people are just not living fulfilled lives. And I got a little free ebook. This is free, absolutely free. But you got to go to my website to get it. You got to go to release-your-power.com. Now, if you were on the show yesterday, I explained to you why I had to put the dashes in there. I don't want to go through that long story again, but it's release-your-power.com, and go there and get your free ebook. It's free. It's ready to go. I already started sending out the first set last night, and it's entitled 21 Days to a Fulfilling Life, and it's all about how you deserve to live a life of fulfillment, not just existence. You don't want to just live life. You want to live your destiny. You don't want to just go through life day after day, year after year, feeling like, ugh, another year. What is this? Right? Feeling drained, feeling frustrated, feeling like, you know what? What am I doing? So you want to live a life that's fulfilled, that has fulfillment, meaning. You want a life that's meaningful, that has meaning for you, and you want a life where you are happy, not miserable. I mean, I could ask a question like the TV show that says, anybody want to be a millionaire? Who wants to be a millionaire? I could be like, who wants to be happy? I mean, I don't understand where some people just don't even want to be happy. Well, if you want to be happy, if you want to live a life that's full of meaning and purpose, it also talks in this ebook about your purpose. What is your purpose? And if you don't know, I can help you with that. But that's another coaching class, right? But you can get all of that on the internet. I said the internet was a great marketing tool. So you can find out if you need a coach, you need somebody to work with you, you can find out more about how to work with Coach Lalisa at CoachLalisa.com. And that is really all. I sound like one of those preachers, right? They tell you 3 or 4 times that it's over, and then they're still going. So it's really over now. I will see you. You will have to inbox me if you want any other questions answered. Oh, by the way, that's another thing that we have now. If you go to CoachLalisa.com, there's a tab for Ask Coach Lalisa. So you can go there if you have an entrepreneurial question you'd like me to ask. Ask Coach Lalisa, and I'll inbox you all the websites and everything so you can, you know, find out which particular way you want to, you know, when you want to work with me or you want to get that help. So I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a great and wonderful evening. I'm out. This has been Coach Lalisa.